Stock market continues to climb, and that's good news for investors. More news today, and we get it from Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Mark, good morning.
Well, good morning. Yes, yesterday was a good day. The Dow was up 80 points following positive economic data and strong earning results from Home Depot and TJX companies, and it was bolstered by data on the housing market and consumer prices. We saw housing starts climb almost 16% last month to an annual rate of 1.09 million units. That marked the highest level of construction since November, driven by a pronounced rise in new apartments. And home construction rose 22% in the year through July. We are seeing quite a bit of refinancing activity. Last week, refinancing applications were up 3% for the week. The average 30-year mortgage rate last week was 4.29%. Now, as far as individual companies go out there, we're looking at Staples this morning. They reported a quarterly profit. Their quarterly profit fell 20% as it sold fewer computers and core office supplies in North America. The largest U.S. office supply retailer said net income fell to $81 million. And that translates into 13 cents per share. A year ago, they earned 16 cents per share in profit. Total sales fell 1.8% for the quarter. And Target, the battered retailer, reported second quarter profit was down 62% to 78 cents a share. That missed analyst estimates by 1 cent a share, and the company also cut its earning forecast for the year. Target also said that the data breach they had earlier this year, which resulted in the theft of at least 40 million credit card numbers, has cost the company so far of around $110 million. That stock is down this morning. And Lowe's, the home improvement retailer, reported second quarter profit of $1.04 a share. That beat estimates by 2 cents a share, but Lowe's lowered their guidance for the rest of the year. They said sales will be down the rest of the year, and that stock is down 4% this morning. And PetSmart, they announced quarterly profit of 98 cents per share. That beat estimates by 5 cents a share. And PetSmart said it is exploring a possible sale of the company. That stock is up this morning. And Lazy Boy, they reported quarterly profit of 20 cents per share, 1 cent short of estimates, though revenue was above estimates. The furniture retailer also said it would increase the stock buyback program by up to 5 million shares. Now, it is kind of a quiet day out there. It looks like the market is going to open up almost virtually flat right now.
Well, we'll hope it goes back up. And again, much happening in the world, but the market continues to thrive right now.
Yes, it is. Well, a lot of it has to do with Ukraine. That's a big, big part of it. It looks like things are starting to calm down over there, and that's helping the market move upward.
All right, Mark, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Mark is available to you, and certainly he's right there probably right now. And the phone number, if you'd like to call him, 479-782-2527.